This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, it is 6 minutes after beginning of the third hour of the program today. Joining me here in the third hour will be Congressman Tim Walberg, plus Ronna Romney McDaniel. She'll be here to talk about this ridiculous recount being paid for and fueled in part by Jill Stein, but the balance here in Michigan will be paid by you and I. They made their deadline yesterday. Now, the only way to stop this is by court action. I would not be surprised to see some activity in court today with the Republicans trying to shut down this recount because it has no basis. The election was not contested. The margin was significant enough as to not even come anywhere near the threshold needed to trigger a recount in Michigan. And the election is over. And yet, Ruth Johnson, the Secretary of State, now says it could cost you and I $5 million. Ironically, that's what I told you 3 days ago. Because running the numbers out of Wisconsin, in Wisconsin, they don't have to pay the bill. Here in Michigan, we are apparently getting the chance to pay for the majority of what it's going to cost. Jill Stein putting up, what, $973,000, something like that. The rest will come out of your pocket and mine. Now, some people say, well, that's not much money in the scheme of things. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. $5 million being squandered for no particular reason is wrong and indefensible. And let me tell you something. We were just on with Stephen Nolan from the BBC. Why did Donald Trump win? For behavior just like this. For behavior just like this. Where the Democrats, under the guise of the Green Party, are demanding a recount that will cost the state of Michigan millions of dollars. In Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, huge inconveniences, huge problems, huge logistical nightmares in an attempt to delegitimize the election. And isn't that interesting? After Donald Trump was attacked and chided and derided and criticized and mocked for suggesting he wouldn't just openly accept the results of the election, he would let you know once he saw how things went. And he was mocked and chided by Hillary Clinton, who now herself is involved with these recounts. Now, in Wisconsin, the Republicans there have filed a suit saying, listen, it's basically a straw purchase. Jill Stein's making the purchase, but it's for Hillary Clinton's benefit. And they say that's not legal. So they've gone to the Federal Elections Commission. The chance of them getting involved, I don't know. But Jill Stein's running mate, Ajamu Baraka, said it's not the right course of action for the Green Party to pursue this recount in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan. I'm not in favor of it. It will not be seen, or it would be seen, he said, as carrying water for the Democrats. That's true. Other Green Party people, like Margaret Flowers of Maryland, in an open letter signed by many other members of the Green Party, said, we want nothing to do with this. Many Democrats say they want nothing to do with this. And yet here we are. Wisconsin's going to spend about $4 million. Jill Stein has to pay that. Michigan, we could spend $5 million. Jill Stein has to pay $973,000. That's it. Pennsylvania, not sure what the cost is going to be. So I would look for this to happen. I would look for there to be some activity in court today, potentially from the Republicans. Tomorrow, the State Board of Canvassers gets together, I believe at 9:30 in the morning. Two Republicans, two Democrats. Guess what they're going to agree on? Nothing. So anything that comes out of the State Board of Canvassers, an argument there, what should be done, what shouldn't be done, will be on its way to the State Court of Appeals. Post haste. It'll be on its way to the Court of Appeals. No question about it. But Donald Trump's victory here, and make no mistake, he won. He will be confirmed, and he will be taking the oath of office on the 20th of January. But his Trump, the Trump moment here is getting the attention all over the world. And people all over the world are looking at candidates very similar. It's happening in Italy. It's happening in France. François Fillon, socially conservative former prime minister, adherent of Margaret Thatcher's economics, looks poised to face the leader of the far-right National Front Party, Marine Le Pen, in a runoff election next year. The two share similar ideologies when it comes to Europe's migrant crisis. Fillon has shifted farther right by promising to crack down on immigration and to destroy what he has called totalitarian Islamists. In Germany, Angela Merkel, running for a fourth term, chances of her winning I don't think are very good. I think the chances of her winning are small at best. Same thing is happening in the Netherlands, in Poland, in Romania, in Hungary. People are sick and tired of this overreaching government and nonsense. Why did Donald Trump win the election in November? A variety of reasons, but one of those reasons, strongly put, is the overreach of government and the arrogance of those on the left. One of the things that I think is safe to say is that this president has been, he's pretty proud of himself pretty much all the time. But the notion that you and I are going to pick up the tab for this ridiculous endeavor is it's outrageous. And let me tell you how I arrive at some of these things. The Ingham County clerk, Barb Byram, I spoke to her for a little bit yesterday. Great lady. Really enjoyed talking to her. She's going to hire up to 75 workers. She's having trouble finding enough Republicans because what she wants is one Republican and one Democrat on each team, if you will, to recount these votes. Hiring up to 75 people. They'll be paid $125 a day. She expects it'll take at least 6 days. And talking to her, we kind of came to the idea that it was at least $40,000 for this county, for just her county, Ingham County, one county out of 83 in Michigan, $40,000. She hoped she might get about $16,000 back from the Jill Stein check, but there's no guarantee of that. And I said to her, "Well, how much did you budget for the recount?" She laughed. Didn't budget anything for the recount. There is, you know, it's not something you budget for. It's going to have to be pulled from elsewhere. So $40,000 might not seem like much here, or $50, or $100, or $5 million to some people, but it's significant. Because there isn't a county in this state that's flush with money that's $50,000, no big deal, $100,000, no big deal. That's, and the bigger the county, the bigger the amount of money that's going to go out the door, and the bigger the problem. The big counties that can least afford being hit with something extra are the ones that are going to be hit the hardest because they have the most precincts. It's absolutely outrageous. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.